The news show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support the news show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Happy Tuesday, news listeners. Welcome to today's installment of the news show. It's the 17th of December. Yep, 8 days till Christmas. 2019. We've got the best technology news that's been happening over the past 24 hours coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Starting off our news today with Apple Arcade. Are you loving it? Yeah, I unsubscribed to it too. Maybe that's why Apple's trying to entice us with a $50 yearly subscription. Now granted, $5 a month, nah, not too bad. Then again, it would be nice to have a little bit more content, wink wink Apple. But if you feel like saving $10 a year on the thing, well, $50 is here for you. £50 in the UK, by the way, that doesn't exactly equal out, does it? Basically, Apple's doing this kind of like they do their yearly subscription plan for Apple Music. And all in all, if you are happy with the service, it does make a little bit more sense to save a little money. That is, if you think you're going to be keeping it long term. If you like signing up for the yearly plan, you know what to do. Go into your Apple ID settings, go into your subscriptions, and take it from there. Offensive people. Yeah, they're pretty much all over the internet nowadays, aren't they, unfortunately? However, though, Instagram at least wants to try and change that. Don't think it's going to succeed, but yeah, we'll see. Starting today, Instagram will now start warning users when they're about to post a potentially offensive caption, be it for a photo or a video. Basically, this is all done by the AI-powered tools that are on there. Little thing will come up and say, "This could be hurtful." It will then encourage the user to edit the caption. However, though, if you know anything about offensive people, chances are they just want to stay that way. So yeah, there'll still be that option of posting it unchanged. Now the new feature apparently will be rolling out in selected countries to start with, and will eventually be going global over the next few months. And finally, yeah, that's it for the news today. I'm sorry, boys and girls. The closer we get to Christmas, the more the news just dries up. But for our listeners out there in Turkey, yes, I'm talking about the country, not gobble gobble, get ready for your Google services to be disrupted, at least for Android users. That's because Google has stopped issuing licenses for new Android phone models sold in Turkey. This is all according to reports coming from Reuters. Basically, this comes on the heels just after the country's competition regulator fined Google 93 million lira. Or about $18 million. Now, Google did respond by making a little bit of changes here and there to agreements with its business partners, but apparently Turkey, yeah, they're not happy. Now, as far as existing devices and apps, yeah, those will continue to operate, at least for the foreseeable future, though we did hear there could be, again, some disruptions with those services. But definitely any products that are new coming from Google, yeah, those will be heavily affected. Wonder how many iPhones are going to sell in Turkey come 2020. Got a story and no one else is listening? Well, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Please send one to us. I don't know if we're going to have enough news to get us till Christmas. Check out our website, too, at britishtechnetwork.com. That is where you can subscribe to all of our podcasts, including this show, the Mac Show, the Big Show, and so many others. Find us on Facebook as well at British Tech Network, or follow us on Twitter at British Tech, or come by our BTN community over at our Slack room by simply going to britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be back at your way on Thursday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next couple of days. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Tuesday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.